Class warfare at 35,000 feet. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Air travel is becoming the most obvious reflection of America's growing inequality. At the checkpoint, pre-cleared passengers don't need the typical body scan. At the gate, certain special people get the red carpet. And on board,
only a privileged few will enjoy the widest seat in the sky, measuring 35 inches across.
That's where your legroom went, economy passengers. No, unless you're silver, gold, or platinum, you are cargo. God forbid we economy flyers get an element from the periodic table. If we did, it would be plutonium because we're crammed in so tight we could explode at any time. Do you know what the airlines spend on the typical business class seat? The New York Times visited a seat manufacturer to find out.
I mean, your average business class seat, it can be around $30,000 up to maybe $80,000 per passenger place. It depends.
Air travel is a world where we in the middle class provide the business class with something to pity as we shuffle past. But should we be envious? No. There has to be some reward for being rich. Luxury travel is a way the rich can feel rich, and it doesn't really matter because we're all on the same plane. We all arrive at the same time. It's just that some of us arrive happy, well-fed, and rested, and the rest of us arrive angry, dehydrated, and with painful blood clots on our legs. But it's okay. And frankly, it should make you feel safer with a lot of wealthy people up front, because you can be pretty sure you're not getting the kind of crew that loses track of whether the autopilot is on. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.